This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Melbourne Queer Film Festival, for all film lovers. This MQFF podcast is proudly supported by Joy 94.9.
I'm chatting to Sam Berliner, who is the director of the short film Dating Sucks, A Genderqueer Misadventure. Hey, Sam.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good. I'm happy to be here.
We're good. We're happy to be chatting to you. Can you tell me a little bit about your film and where the story came from?
Sure. My movie came from the fact that I sucked at dating. and I was finishing up my graduate program in film at San Francisco State University, and I had to make a film. And I thought, what do I want to make something about? And this was the topic that I pitched, that my classmates all were thrilled about. I was really nervous to pitch it to them, and that made them want to hear it even more. And after I said it to them, they said, you absolutely have to do that. Why is there any question? Go do it right now. And it meant that I was pushing myself out of my comfort zone and really trying to figure out my own dating life. And by putting it into a film, it made me have to do it. I was happy to just forget about it and hang out with a cat in my sweatpants. But if I was making a film about it, I actually had to go solve the problem.
Because it's quite a personal story. Like, it's, you know, did you have to kind of go through any process before you decided to kind of, you know, hang it all out there and kind of talk about such personal things?
Yeah, I mean, the film is kind of therapy, I guess, meaning that, you know, I got to work through it by making the film, but then I also had to talk to people about it a lot. And so, like, I would be talking to a teacher of mine and he'd say, how's dating going? It was this very funny balance of making something so personal but doing it in a public way. I was going to say, I had the material, coming up with the material for the film meant that I had to really do a lot of writing and a lot of thinking and soul searching and little video diaries to myself that I went through when I tried to figure out what I wanted to say succinctly. It was quite a process, and I'm still working on it because I need to make the follow-up episodes.
So is the plan to make it a web series, do you think?
Yes, for sure. The plan is definitely to make it into a web series. This will be episode one, of course. And once it's done with film festivals, then I want to put it on the website. And then really need to get going on episode two. I've had people asking me for it, and I said, well, I have an outline, but it's not done yet.
Well, I guess you have to give this one a chance to run its course and do the festivals and that sort of thing. Can you tell me a little bit about how it's been going? So it's, you know, I guess you finished it around about a year ago. Is that right?
Let's see. Where are we now? We're in March already.
Yeah.
I finished it in May of last year, May of 2013. Yeah. So almost a year. That's nuts. It's been a whirlwind of excitement and screenings and awards. It's been really exciting. It's won 4 awards and been picked up by the Canadian Filmmakers Distribution Center, who are wonderful people who distribute other films that I've done. And it's just been going all around the world. And it's what's fun is that it's been doing that, but it's also been having screenings that are smaller, like at a health center and I went and spoke, or in a classroom and I went and spoke. And it's those experiences where I actually get to meet people face to face. And because I've put such a personal story out there, people are inclined to share their stories with me. And they tell me personal things because they feel like I just shared this personal thing with them. And I've had some really interesting conversations. And there's a part in the film where I'm near the beginning where I feel like I'm on display. I'm this weirdo who doesn't understand their sexuality in a glass box in a museum. And what is this sexually confused person? And let's investigate them. And I've realized through talking to people that actually a lot of people were confused about sexuality, especially where it intersects with a gender variant person and those labels and how that works. And so it's been really lovely to talk to people about it who it really resonated with them.
Have you had a chance to travel with the film much?
I have only been able to travel on the West Coast mm-hmm. with the film. I would love to go to some of the festivals that the film has traveled to, but I can't be FedExed.
No, you can't.
I wish I could, but it, you know, I have to wait until I make a feature someday, or I'm hoping that if I, once I finish all the episodes, I can have them all together in one.
Yeah.
One thing, kind of like Easy Abby, how the it was a web series, and now they've sort of made it into a feature, and I'm hoping I can do something like that and then be able to travel to the places that the film gets to go.
Yeah.
So I did get to go on a cruise with the film, which was really cool. It's called The Pride of the Ocean. And it, we went from Seattle to Alaska, and so that was a really, really special experience, and they liked the film on there too. It was fun.
Fantastic. How did you decide on using the mix of animation and live action?
That's a great question. So I wanted to do animation, but we weren't from school. We weren't allowed to just do it because we wanted to. You had to actually have a reason.
Right.
It had to be motivated. I understand it wasn't just school rules. And so I originally wanted to do animation, and my classmates said, no, 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 just film it. Film your date. Go and bring a camera person and film your dates. And I said, I don't really think that sounds like a good idea. And they said, no, you have to at least try it. So I did. And I had a cinematographer, and at least we had little lav mics. We didn't have a boom and a sound person. That would have been exponentially worse. And she followed us around, and it was awful. It was so bad. And it wasn't bad, awkward, funny, which would have been actually good. It was bad, awkward, boring.
Right.
And it was like the same reality show that no one would even want to watch. Not even me. I didn't even want to watch the dailies afterwards. It was so bad. So I went back and I thought about it and I said, okay, if I'm able to go on these dates and record them myself, bring a little handheld audio recorder and bring a still camera that also shoots video, that's less intrusive. We can hang out. We can have a good time. And then when I go home, I can write about it. And then I'm able to use the images and the sound that I capture and mix that with animation after the fact to exaggerate my perspective. So, for example, if someone, I went on a date with someone and I felt really uncomfortable and just felt like they were in charge and I was the awkward person there, then I could draw them to be like 50 feet tall and I could be the size of an ant and their foot could squish me. So like through animation, I could really exaggerate the perspective and the emotion and the awkward, which was a great thing to get to do because I wanted to do animation anyway. And then I really had a good motivating reason. Not to mention I wouldn't want to make people watch Sam, the reality show, because it was really bad. So this is better. I feel better about this.
That technique works really well. It's a simple idea, but it actually works brilliantly. And I'm glad you just explained the minutiae of it, you know, having the person who maybe was intimidating, you know, drawn as someone tall and you tiny. It's something you can do without dialogue, and, you know, it's just an easy way to do things, and you've done it really well. How did you actually get into filmmaking?
I got into filmmaking because when I went to college, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to study. And I thought, okay, I want to take a film class. I want to take a theater class and I want to take a music class, but I'm not allowed. I didn't let myself. I was like, okay, you have to study sociology or you have to study English or psychology. And so I took all these other classes and wasn't really enjoying them. And finally it was like, okay, I'm just going to let myself take one fun class. I took a music class, and it was music in film. And we watched Psycho. Was it Psycho? Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is going to be an edited thing because it's embarrassing. I can't think of what it was.
That's fine.
The one with Norman Bates in the hotel.
Yeah, Psycho, okay, yeah. Yeah, amazing right. film. So, I mean, but amazing music, yeah. So I can see why he studied it.
Exactly. Yeah, so we watched Psycho with and without the music. And it was like a completely different experience.
Yeah.
And I just was so excited to go to that class. That it was completely different from the other classes that I had been making myself go to because I thought I had to. For our final project for that class, we had to make a music video and show how a particular piece of music was like a day in the life at that school. And so, you know, they taught us really, really basic. Like, I shot on a VHS camera on my shoulder, like a giant, massive thing, because they wouldn't let the music students have the nice equipment. And they, you know, they showed us basic editing. And I just found myself every night after dinner going back to the editing lab. And people would say, why are you leaving? Friends is on, or ER is on, or whatever. Why don't you want to hang out with us? I was like, no, I have to go back over there. And I realized that that's definitely what I needed to do. So I tried to not stop.
We're lucky for it.
Now,
I have one final question for you, and I'm sure you must see this coming, but how is your dating life going?
That is a very common question, actually.
Yep.
My dating life is going wonderfully. Okay, so there's two ways of answering that. The first way is, don't worry, because I can still make the other episodes because I have an incredible amount of material built up from over the years. And then the other side of answering it is it's going wonderfully. I have a very lovely boyfriend who is wonderful, and we just moved in. So, like, things are great.
That's good to hear.
But I keep making dating sex and dragging him to screenings as much as I can.
So you can kind of
really funny.
So it's kind of been a film kind of. I mean, the film has actually been fortuitous in that way.
Yes, yes. It was funny because I was so actively pursuing trying to meet people because I needed subjects for the film, and then when I wasn't looking for somebody, then I met him. Which I guess is what they say is what happens.
Yeah.
When you're not looking.
Yeah. Because, you know, when I was watching the film, I was thinking, you know, how can Sam not, you know, have a partner? You know, Sam is so beautiful. Sam is so sweet. So I'm very happy to hear that.
You.
And I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of the episodes when you have finished sending this around the world and when you've got some time to put the next episodes together. I'm excited to see it.
Oh, me too, for sure. I will definitely make sure you see them.
Excellent. So thanks.
I had one other thing to say about animation that I realized I forgot to say. If there's time that you could put in. Another reason why animation is a cool technique to use for this is because it makes it more universal. Because if I'm drawing a person that I think looks kind of like me, it doesn't really. It just looks like a person. So I think people are able to put themselves into the story more.
That's true.
So that was the other thing about animation.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Okay, I've been speaking to Sam Berliner, who is the director of the short film Dating Sucks, A Genderqueer Misadventure, which is screening at the upcoming Melbourne Queer Film Festival, which is screening between March 13 and March 24. Thanks for the chat, Sam. We look forward to screening your film.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Melbourne Queer Film Festival, for all film lovers. This MQFF podcast is proudly supported by Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.